We've got Toes in talking about movies.
Too right.
One of the other highlights is you having a dance and having a bop and a boogie and watching. We were watching you through the window.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what you were listening to, but it certainly wasn't what we were playing.
I've got like my editing playlist on. I think I had like Duke Dumont. 100%. That's what probably what I was dancing to. You know the. I wanna be the one you want every day and night. Oh, love that song.
Have you ever been in a band? Have you ever done any singing on stage?
I have done quite a bit of singing on stage. Never been in a band though.
All right, by yourself.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Excellent.
I did like a guest slot in a friend's band once, where they were just playing and they just got me up to sing. I'm a Believer. The Wonkies, but doing the Shrek version of that was a lot of fun.
I thought you called them the Wonkies.
The Wonkies.
What a great name for a band.
Yes, it's like the Wonkies, yes.
Yeah, they all walk with a limp. So what movies are we talking this week then?
We are talking about Everest, and we are talking about The Intern. So Everest is, obviously, the clue's in the name. Everest is all about climbing Mount Everest. Now, this
not
has,
Windows, then.
No, it has nothing to do with Windows. Nothing to do with Windows.
All right,
it isn't like a too long. It's not a 2 hour long advert for with that guy. Come in, it's like you didn't think Everest were doing that, would you? So it's the thing about this is that it's one of these things where it says it's based on the true story. And so once you know it's Everest, it's a mountain, and it's based on the true story, you kind of know you know what's coming. The only reason they'll be telling you this story is because something bad happened. And yeah, because essentially when you look at that, it's like one of these man versus nature things, man versus mountain. The mountain is going to win. It's Everest. It's been there for thousands and thousands of years. The mountain is going to win. And it's, yeah, and it's quite a nice story. But it's in 1996, and it's the film starts off and it tells you just a little thing about how Edmund Hillary and his, I can't remember what the other guy's name was, the
I did that to you.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, it was an indigenous guy from like an indigenous Nepalese guy who climbed Everest first of all.
Was it a dame? Was it?
No, it was not a dame. It was not a dame. It wasn't from Downton Abbey. Nothing like that. They were not climbing Everest in no dress. So like it's and it talks about them. About how they first climbed Everest, and it talks about the sort of like fatality rate of people, like one in four people after that who tried to climb Everest died. And then this guy called Rob Hall comes along, and in 1992 I think he sets up this company that leads people up Everest and does like essentially almost tours or accompanied walks up to the summit of Everest. And that's how the film kicks off, and it's all about in 1996 how he went with this group of people that came. Some came from America. There was a lady who came from Japan who had climbed. She had climbed to the summit of the six peaks, so essentially the highest peaks of each of the continents, and she wanted to climb up Everest as well. And it's all about this kind of stuff, and it goes into all this detail about okay, what actually happens when you try and climb Everest, when you get into an area called the death zone, where your body's essentially dying, and once you get into that area, you have a limited amount of time to get to the top and then come back down. There's one of the guys who's come back. This is his third year trying to summit Everest. The other 2 years, he's gotten up there, something's gone wrong, and they haven't, either there's been a storm or there's something, and they haven't been able to make it to the summit. So this guy comes and he's like, I need to get to the summit. This is going to be my final thing. And it does a little bit about asking why the heck people climb mountains like this, because I know some friends have watched this film and they've gone, oh my word, I've got like mountain madness now. I want to go to Everest base camp. I want to go climb a mountain. I watched it and I thought, heck no, I'm staying well away. I didn't want to go up a hill after seeing this film, because what they bring across is that so many things can go wrong and you have to do so many things and so much planning to actually climb up Everest and to actually exist on Everest. And obviously they go up there, and then there's this one moment. There's one moment where you know they've told you, we can't do this, we can't do this, we can't do this, because if we do this, we're in trouble. And then there's this one moment where, because of something emotional, they do that thing, and you just know, oh my God, this is just going to go wrong from there. And it goes to a point of just saying, okay, this is what happened. And because it's based on a true story, some people survived, so they could tell you what happened. But there's some stuff that they've sort of filled in the blanks, because you look at it and go, there's no way they can know exactly what happened in that moment, but they can probably piece it together. And so there's things, the fact that essentially all the people who died are still on Everest because they can't bring them down. It's just too, they can't take a helicopter up there because the air is too thin, all that kind of stuff. So it gives you quite an insight into what it's like to climb Everest. It gives you an insight into why people actually do it, which is quite cool. And it's got really, really good performances from everybody involved. So it's it's good, but it does make me think I do not want to go anywhere near a mountain ever.
Yeah. I don't understand that either. I really don't. I saw what was the film where the guy got stuck in a ridge and he had to cut his own arm off?
Oh, 127 hours.
Yeah, what do you want to do that for? Stay at home, go for a jog somewhere. That's easy, isn't it?
It is, but the thing is, I kind of understand a little bit about it, and there's bits of me that think, oh yeah, that would be really, really cool to actually go out there with nature, and there's nothing but you, and I kind of understand getting to the summit of Everest, and because obviously. The scenery in this film is amazing. And yeah, getting to the summit of Everest and just looking out, you know, the highest point in the world, you know, there's nothing that you can stand on that's going to be higher than that. I can understand that. But what you have to go through to get there, I'm not too sure about. Because, it's just kind of like, because the thing is that in this film, what gets that, even the people who did everything right, some of them still died. Because the mountain is going to win. You cannot win against the mountain.
I don't understand it at all.
So yeah, so no, but it's a very good film. Great performances. It's got Keira Knightley in it. Because the main character is a Kiwi. So you have like Keira Knightley playing a Kiwi, Emily Watson playing a Kiwi, Jason Clarke, who's actually an Australian, but he's playing a Kiwi, Josh Brolin, you got Jake Gyllenhaal. But it's a good film, and I would give it, I would say, if I could give halves, I would give halves. It were 3.5 out of 5. But
right, okay.
Yeah.
So it's not fantastic then, but it's all right.
It's all right. I mean, I think some of the things that holds it back is because it's obviously a true story, so they have to tell you exactly what happened. And so there's some bits where I was thinking, oh, now if it was just a film if it was just pure entertainment, you could do this here, you could cut that out. But obviously, they're trying to tell you, stay close to the truth of what actually happened. So it being true sort of holds it back a bit, but 3.5.
Okay, what's the next
the
one?
The intern. Now this is a, you know how I come on here and I've complained about how a film has a trailer that either gives away the whole film or you go and watch the film and then they give it, and it's just kind of whatever. But this film it stars Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway. And it's a film where the trailer just sets you up perfectly for the film. So when you watch the film, the film gives you everything the trailer promised. So Robert De Niro is a 70-year-old man who has got to a point where he's a widow, his wife's dead, or he's a widow, his wife's dead, and he thinks, I need to go do something. And then this company, which is this internet company that's started by this woman, decides to do a senior intern program in which they get old people back into work. So he applies for it, and he has this line at the beginning where he says, they say musicians stop making music when there's no more music left in them. And he says musicians never retire, they just stop when there's no more music left in them. Well, I've got a lot of music left in me. So he goes to this company and he applies, he becomes an intern, a senior intern, working for this sort of like internet hip thing. You know where you were talking about your mom earlier, and you were saying how like she has to use all this technology. So it's essentially... old dude still thinks his life isn't old yet, it isn't over yet, and he goes into this very hip tech world where everything is all about Facebook and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, brilliant.
And he has to start learning all about Facebook. But then at the same time, this film, it's directed by a lady called Nancy Myers, and she's so carving a niche in Hollywood of making films that say old people still matter. So she,
good for her.
Yeah, she made a film called It's Complicated with Meryl Streep, Alec Baldwin, and Steve Martin. She made one with Diane Keaton, Keanu Reeves, and Jack Nicholson called Something's Gotta Give. And this film, this is such a good film. It's just such a heartwarming, brilliant, lovely film. It's like, it just has you with a smile on your face in so many different places, because you have him coming in there learning about Facebook. But at the same time, you have all these younger people learning from him about, like, you know, the way the world used to be and how to treat women and how to, like, you know, for the younger guys who are there, and about manners and about all that kind of stuff. And he brings something to them so that they also flock around him like this sort of uncle.
Do you know what? I've got to be honest. This one sounds more appealing than films that have come out in the last couple of months. I really, really want to go and see this.
Honestly, I would recommend this film to anybody.
Out of time. Yeah. How many are you giving it?
I would give it, it goes a little bit off towards the end. I'll give it 3.5, but for a large part of this film, I was thinking 4. For a large part of this film, I was just like, I love this film.
Just tails off at the end.
It tails off a little bit at the end, because it has a lot to say about marriage and about what it means to actually stick together and about, but it's a great film. Go see The Intern, Robert De Niro. I love him in this film, and Anne Hathaway.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you, Tosin. See you in a couple of weeks.
No problem. Yeah, see you in a couple of weeks.